Now, let me introduce you to the political panel joining us this weekend. They're Robert Troy, Minister of State at the Department of Finance, and Fianna Fáil TD for Longford West Meath. He's joining us from our Athlone studio. Rose Conway Walsh, Sinn Féin TD for Mayo, and her party's spokesperson on enterprise, tourism and employment. She's in our Sligo studio. And Conor Sheehan, Labour Party for Limerick City, and his party's spokesperson on housing, heritage and local government. Now, in the week gone by, we saw the delivery of the long-awaited report of the Farrelly Commission, which was established to investigate the case of Grace. There are calls from opposition for a debate on the format, the contents and the findings of that report in the Dáil after the Easter break. And we expect questions will also be asked on what happens now for the 47 others who spent time in the home, at least seven of whom have made allegations of abuse or raised concerns. Now, here today we're going to look at one of the narratives that has emerged, not only from this week, but indeed over the last course of the last few months, from across the political spectrum, questioning whether inquiries are value for public money. This is Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking to Pat Kenny on News Talk on Wednesday.
It would be remiss, I think, of the Dáil generally and the Oireachtas not to reflect very seriously on the modality and methodology of commissions of investigation and inquiries. Now, they take an inordinate length of time. They cost millions. And there's an argument to be had for strengthening our own institutions. I think we have to really fundamentally look, is this the way to go? Because since 1998, the state has spent half a billion on inquiries.
All right, so that was Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking during the week. Robert Troy, to you first. I mean, to say that tribunals have cost €500 million since 1998 doesn't really tell the whole story, does it? Because the likes of the McCracken, Mahon and Moriarty tribunals resulted in millions being recouped in taxes that were hidden by the revenue commissioners.
Well, look, I think we have to acknowledge that some tribunals have done some very good work. They have unearthed wrongdoing and they have shone a light where a light needed to be shone. So that needs to be welcomed. I think what the Taoiseach is saying is that there has to be a better way to do this. There has to be a more cost-efficient way, a more effective way where matters that need to have a light shone upon them have that light shone upon them. People that need to be held accountable, that accountability is there. And we have established and we have given different independent bodies additional resources, additional powers over the last number of years. And is there an opportunity for greater work in bodies such as HICWA, in bodies such as the Corporate Enforcement Office, the Office of Children's Ombudsman, the Office of Ombudsman for Financial Service, TUSLA, Gard. So there is so many different regulatory bodies. There's so many different bodies that have an oversight over the operation of public service that I think what the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach is right in saying, can we get answers to questions that need answered at a particular time in a more cost-effective way and at the same time holding people to account?
Okay, and that's a debate that can be had on its own merit. But he put a figure of €500 million that's been spent since the 1990s on tribunals of inquiry. And in fact, the figures that are compiled by Harry McGee in the Irish Times today put it at closer to €600 million. But from the Taoiseach to frame it that way, Frank Daly, the then head of the Revenue Commissioners, told the Moriarty Tribunal in 2006 that €2.2 billion had been recouped as a result of the inquiries that had been made of tribunals of inquiry at that point. So even at this stage, the tribunals are still €1.6 billion in the black on that calculation.
I think what the Taoiseach was saying, and you're right in terms of the recuperation of unpaid taxes, and that's very welcome. But there are other bodies that are there to recoup taxes, revenue themselves, CAB from an illegal perspective. So what he's saying is there a more cost-effective way? And I don't think there is anything wrong with looking at can we achieve what we want to achieve in a more cost-efficient, more cost-effective way. We have a report this week that has cost a considerable amount of money, that has taken a considerable amount of time, and across advocacy groups, across political different political persuasion, the questions there's still more questions that remain to be answered. So I think what the Taoiseach is right in saying is there a way that we can get, can we achieve better value for money while at the same time not compromising what our ultimate goal is, and that is to ensure that there's accountability for wrongdoing in our public service.
All right. Rose Conway-Walsh, is there a better way of doing it? And if so, what's Sinn Féin's proposal?
I think there is a better way, and I suppose I'm just mindful, as you're saying what Micheál Martin said, I'm mindful of the likes of Lucy O'Farrell and her family, and that have demanded an inquiry, rightfully demanded an inquiry for many years over the death of Shane O'Farrell and others as well. But I think, Colm, what it's fundamental that survivors and families have faith in any inquiry, so we should be guided by them and their experiences. Now, we know when we look at this that history tells us that their statutory inquiries can drag on for many years. So there is a discussion to be had as to whether there is a right route for survivors to take, or the fundamental thing is they need answers and they deserve answers. Now, we have never shied away from supporting statutory inquiries, but we do think that it could be a Scally-type investigation in the instances we're talking about here, and that might be more appropriate. Now, a non-statutory, but with a very strong terms of reference, and that could quickly establish the fact to get the answers for survivors and to implement the recommendation about what needs to be done.
Okay, but
now,
I mean, the Scally inquiry was not set up to make findings of fact against named individuals. Where people want accountability and they want individuals to be held to account, those people have the right to protect their reputation and have legal counsel during the course of the tribunal's or the tribunal or the Commission of Inquiry's processes. So the Scally inquiry is not a model for that, is it?
Well, it is for getting answers for people in that sense. Now, I know what you're saying in terms of, and that's been established in terms of people's right to defend themselves. But we want to avoid, I suppose, the situation where people lawyer up and then things go on for years and years and cost, you know, millions and millions. I mean, we look at the Mahon and the Flood Tribunal cost 143 million in itself. But we need to arrive at the best mechanism to establish the facts. And that is, in my view, would be a better process than a statutory inquiry that could drag on for years. So I think it's important to have this discussion. I welcome the fact that I think there has to be a discussion on the Farley inquiry into the Dáil itself, and these things will be teased out. But I think what we need to be mindful of as well, as you rightly say, there's almost 600 million that has been spent on inquiries while there's been a return for that. We need to have systems in place that avoid future inquiries. We need ongoing accountability, we need transparency, and we need continuous evaluation within the system to avoid...
As it stands today, you don't have a specific model that Sinn Féin is advocating that you think would avoid this, do you? I mean, notwithstanding your mention of the Scally inquiry, that's not going to cover areas where people are looking for findings of fact against named individuals.
No, there needs to be compellability for people. We need to get to the truth. So what any inquiry is trying to do is to unravel the truth. And the quicker the mechanism that you have in place, whatever that might be, is to establish the truth and the full truth in as quickly as possible a time for the least cost.
All right. Conor Sheehan, Ivana Bacic, your party's leader, said, we do need to look again at how best we can do fact-finding in a quicker and more efficient way, she said, after been asked for her reaction to the Farley Commission report that was out during the week. What's the Labour Party's suggestion to achieve that?
Well, I suppose the first thing I would say is that the findings of the Farley Commission report obviously leave more questions than we have answers to, but I cannot see a better model in order to get, you know, the truth and the justice that people need. I mean, if you're talking about findings of fact against named individuals, I don't see how you would be able to achieve that through the mechanism of something like the Scally review. I look, for example, and my colleague Jed Nash has done a lot of work on this, and you touched on it in the late debate recently around the case of Father Michael Shine.
Dr. Michael Shine,
excuse me. And we need a commission of investigation into into Michael Shine and his activities in the 60s, since the 60s.
Just for the benefit of listeners who may not know that, this is a doctor in Drogheda who is against whom hundreds of allegations of sexual abuse have been made, and he has been convicted on a number of those counts.
Yeah, and there are hundreds of allegations against him, for example. And if you look at the inquiry into Bill Keneally, I can't see a better mechanism from which from which you can actually do this. But I do think at the same time, we need to look at, for example, the powers of compellability. And we need to look and make sure that these inquiries, when they take place, that they're victim-centred and trauma-informed. Like I, for example, like many people across the country, spent the week listening to testimony from, for example, Paula, the whistleblower, who spoke to Claire Byrne yesterday, who described her experience of giving evidence before the inquiry. And that is simply not acceptable. The way that, for example, she came forward, she gave her evidence. There were no witness statements from the other individuals giving evidence. So she was required, for example, to be in attendance for a large portion of that inquiry, while the HSE, on the flip side, were very well represented by their legal team.
Okay. Robert Troy, the message that goes out to people who are seeking a public inquiry, listening to the remarks of the Taoiseach this week, they may conclude that they're not going to get such a public inquiry. The family of Shane O'Farrell have met with the Minister for Justice, who committed whilst in opposition that there should be a public inquiry into it, and that he would back one. They may be left in some doubt following the Taoiseach's remarks. And also the victims of Michael Shine, who want to know who knew what about the abuse he was perpetrating, and whether or not there could have been moves made to prevent it earlier.
Well, look, what I would say is I'm not going to make a comment on a meeting between Minister Jim O'Callaghan and that family, because I wasn't party to that. I don't know what discussion has held, but he made a commitment to meet them, and he has met them, and I understand further engagement is due. But it's not just the Taoiseach that this week has said about questioned the appropriateness of inquiries in certain instances. The Irish social workers this week said that commissions of inquiry are unsuitable investigation safeguarding concerns because of their high evidentiary thresholds and because of their adversarial process.
Okay, and so I do need to clarify within this, because that's a remark about a commission of inquiry. There's, you know, a tribunal of inquiry which is held in public. Is also another model. And the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, while he was still in opposition and leader of your party, said about the interim cost of the Moriarty Tribunal in 2017, he said at that time, "We do know the perils of going to the tribunal route, but in this instance, the issues are so grave that they go to the heart of the administration of justice. Sometimes the case is just so compelling."
That is right. And what he said this week doesn't contradict that. But what he also said this week is, in certain instances, is there another mechanism which we could be implemented where we could achieve what we want to achieve? And that is where we shine a light on malpractices, on wrongdoing, and where we hold somebody to account for that and do that in a timely, cost-efficient manner.
Okay, if somebody is to be held to account and there are to be findings of fact made against a named individual, can that be done by another mechanism that avoids legal representation for all parties concerned in the legal system we have?
I'm not sure is the honest answer, but I think it beholds us to look to see are there other mechanisms that can be used to achieve what we want to achieve, and that is factual information in a timely, cost-efficient manner.
Okay. This issue did not arise this week. The Taoiseach said this has been going on since the 1990s. Your party has been in government for much of that time. How has a better method not been hit on that solves some of these problems? And if a better method doesn't exist out there, is this just populist grumbling?
I don't think it's populist grumbling. And I think at any stage in government, you have to continuously look at how you are governing and to see, is there mechanisms in which you can do more things better, more cost efficient, more effective. And that's simply what the Taoiseach was saying this week. We've had a case, and I think it's fair to say, over the last decade or so, there has been more tribunals and a more call for tribunals. And what the Taoiseach is saying, that in certain instances, that is not always the best way to achieve the answer. And we have, in terms of exposing a light and safeguarding concerns, we have the Irish social workers agreeing with that sentiment today. We have other political parties agreeing with that sentiment. And I think collectively within the Dáil, there is an opportunity to have this debate to see how we can achieve what we want to achieve.
If the cost of the Moriarty Tribunal was to mean anything, should there not have been consequences? And if the consequences don't extend to your party not doing business with Michael Lowry, what was the point?
Well, my party entered into the last election and we put forward our election manifesto. We achieved the highest level of first preference votes. We achieved the highest number of seats. It was beholding on us to form a government like we did in the past, and even facilitated a minority government back in 2016, because fundamentally a country needs a government to govern that country. We entered negotiations with a number of parties. Not everybody was interested in forming government. Some people said they were interested, but when it came down to it, they didn't want to actually get involved, because it becomes unpopular. You have to take unpopular decisions in government.
Sure, but we
respected the mandate. Like, we have to acknowledge that everybody who has been elected to Dáil Éireann last November has a mandate to be there, and we have to respect that. We mightn't agree with everybody, but we have to respect everybody's mandate.
Okay. Rose Conway Walsh.
Well, look, Colm, a grubby deal is a grubby deal no matter how you look at it, and you rightly point that out in terms of the Lowry deal. And I suppose the question that has been going through people's heads is, what exactly does Lowry have on the government that they've gone to such great extent of trying to be in opposition and in government at the same time? I have never seen it done for anybody else before, for any other group, and I think people make up their own mind around that. I do want to say, on the inquiries, we are still waiting for the Valparaiso inquiry to start up. That was promised after many, many years of campaigning. It was promised in 2022.
This is for medication that had serious consequences for pregnant women and their unborn children.
That's right, Colm. Epilim was prescribed when it was known of what the impact would be for unborn children. So that inquiry still hasn't got off the ground. The terms of reference have been established. But, I mean, why does it take 2 years after the inquiry is announced to even get off the ground? And I will be raising that again this week with the Taoiseach and the Dáil. So, you know, there are... It's unfortunate that we need to have these inquiries in the first place. And you'd worry about what inquiries are building up behind with the lack of transparency and the lack of accountability that we have with this government.
Can I just come back at that, please, Colm? Because Sinn Féin seem to think by just throwing mud enough times that hopefully some of it will stick. We all know Michael Lowry is a controversial character. He has been re-elected umpteen times in Tipperary. He has a mandate to sit in the Dáil. But what people forget to include in terms of the people who are supporting this government is Marion Harkin, Sean Canny, Kevin Moran, Noel Grealish, Carol Nolan. Carol Nolan had a few things to say when we had a debate in the Dáil in relation to speaking rights and how she was treated in your party, Rose.
But is Carol Nolan supporting the government?
Okay, we're not going to relitigate government formation. We do have to get on to the area of, we're going to have a look at rural depopulation and what some towns and villages are trying to do to fight back against that. We're going to be looking at the particular case of Ballycastle in North Mayo shortly to see what they're trying to do to address the issue of rural depopulation and to try and get people back to the village. That's coming up in a minute.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.